This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. While many people in the northeastern United States today are concerned about losing power in their snow-covered homes, a growing number have also bought a kind of insurance plan. As a piece of technology, the emergency home generator is priced competitively. Some cost about as much as your high-end laptop. Others cost twice, four times that. Whatever the cost, demand is going up, as Tim Fitzsimmons reports.
In the wooded hills of New England, power outages are a fact of life. Ask anyone there, and they'll remember what happened back in 2011.
That was, as we coined it, the October storm.
That's Tony Vaccaro, co-owner of OJ Mann Electrical Services in Cheshire, Connecticut. His company installs backup home generators.
And that one truly brought New England down to its knees.
A huge nor'easter swept across the region while the trees still had their leaves. The heavy snow brought down countless limbs right onto the power lines below. Some people didn't have electricity for weeks. Unshowered masses staggered around grocery stores looking for canned food. Not too long after that, Vaccaro's phone started to ring.
Little did we know how emotional the sale of a generator would be. You have people on the phone literally sobbing with desperation because their husband, their wife, is on dialysis.
The Halloween snowstorm was the one where it was a total shocker.
That's Christy Holland. She lives in nearby Bethel, Connecticut, and got her first home generator for that very reason. A family member needed a breathing machine. But now she wouldn't give it up for anything.
Having a generator is one of the things that will absolutely spoil you, and once you have it, you don't want to not have it.
Generac, the largest U.S. maker of backup home generators, says about 7% of all new homes have one pre-installed. In blustery cold Glen Elg, Maryland, a suburb between Washington and Baltimore, Walt Meyer is installing a backup home generator. Unlike the Polestar gasoline models of the past, these new ones hook right up to your propane or natural gas. Here's what happens when the power goes out.
Within 20 seconds, the generator will notice that there's a power outage. The transfer switch will switch over its generation power.
And then you're set for days. These systems require zoning, take a while to install, and cost at least $5,000 to set up. But for many Americans, living at the mercy of Mother Nature isn't worth it. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.